The inspired writer said in Psalm 119, verse 104 and 105, "Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." While the following scripture study cannot be exhaustive, it is designed to provide insights toward a better understanding of God's word, awareness of ways that are false, and encouragement to study more so that you may live rightly in this world and live forever in heaven.
The book of 1 Corinthians is an unusual book. 16 chapters that tell us of problems in the early church. You see, members of the church are just human beings. And all too often we take on the nature of the world about us. Corinth was the most wicked place in the whole world in the first century. In fact, in the Grecian amphitheaters and the pantomime plays they would have, if a man staggered across the stage drunk, they said, "Oh, he's from Corinth." They were a wicked bunch of people. 500,000 people in Corinth. Up on the hill looking over Corinth was a temple erected to the worship of Aphrodite and 1,000 female priests given over to adultery, prostitution in the name of their goddess. The main streets of Corinth were named after famous orators. So from immorality to exalting men would be about as deep and strong as the Corinthians were. It was difficult to plant the cause of Christ firmly in Corinth. They had the problem of exalting men too much, a problem of misunderstanding the nature of the inspiration of the Bible and the revelation of truth. They were divided over men. They had immorality in the church, and Paul said, "Withdraw from that ungodly fellow," 1 Corinthians 5. They went to law with their brethren before the heathen, and Paul charged them and says, "Don't you have a single wise man in the church in Corinth that can help decide this matter?" They had problems with marriage, divorce, and remarriage, 1 Corinthians 7. Problems with eating of meats offered to idols, problem with support of gospel preachers, problems with the Lord's Supper and with women in the church, their proper place, problems with spiritual gifts, chapters 12, 13, and 14, problems with the resurrection of Christ, they misunderstood even that, and problems with the contribution upon the first day of the week. Truly, the church at Corinth had problems, but Paul wrote to them trying to correct it, saying, "I preach Christ and Him crucified." And what a great book this is. He says, "Woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel," 1 Corinthians 9:16. How they needed the gospel of Jesus Christ. He even mentioned that they were eating and drinking damnation to their souls when they tried to partake of the Lord's Supper. Isn't that a strange phenomenon? These, then, are the practical points in the book of 1 Corinthians. Next, we will study 2 Corinthians, a reaction to that first epistle and Paul's defense of his true apostleship.
The message which you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.